conditional use number 2171, Lisa St. Clair.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a dog bakery with storage and warehouse to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 5.3981 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Hollyville Road, approximately 91 feet northwest of Harmony Cemetery Road. The 911 address is 24500 Hollyville Road, Millsboro. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 21, Parcel 213. Staff would note for the record, there's a staff analysis, a site plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation. Thank you.
Thank you. Let the record show that Commissioner Mears is abstaining from this, this public hearing.
No, he's just going to know.
Oh, I thought he was, he had told me earlier he's abstaining from something. I thought this was it. All right, never mind then. Okay. Sorry about that.
I guess, Mr. Chairman, just for one of, I think to clarify, I know I spoke with Ms. Cornwell about this, it's a dog food bakery. They're not baking dogs.
Thank
well,
you for that.
Well, you know, I was going to say, I've never had baked dog, but I understand that it tastes like chicken.
Oh, my.
And with that, Counselor.
Mr. Chairman, I think that's got to be the worst sarcastic comment I've ever heard you make in 20-something years, but in any event. I'm Dave Weidman for the record. I'm representing Lisa St. Clair in this application. I'm going to have her come up and stand next to me because she's going to answer some questions that will hopefully give you a better understanding of the application. Before she answers the questions, I just want to give you the legal framework within which the application is being presented. Under the 2018 Comprehensive Land Use Plan, the site is in a mixed residential area with an existing developed area designation. The future land use map designation is coastal, which contemplates residential and light commercial use, such as the one being proposed here. In your file, you will see that Planning and Zoning has analyzed the application, and there's a memo that indicates the non-residential uses in this area should consist of those found in a neighborhood business district or a commercial district. And I note that bakeries are a permitted use in a commercial district. So the proposed use comports with the overlay that we're talking about. The analysis of this conditional use application concluded that the proposed dog treat bakery and storage warehouse could be considered consistent with the site's existing developed area designation. DLDOT has determined that a TIS is not required because the traffic impact will be negligible, and this site, the current site, is in an AR1 zone. Conditional uses in an AR1 zone under section 115-22 of the Planning and Zoning Code include the following: cemeteries, borrow pits, heliports, multifamily dwellings, campgrounds, private clubs, racetracks, stores for the sale of farm products, and poultry farms. And I highlight those proposed possibilities because the application for a dog treat bakery and storage facility on this parcel would be a far less intensive use of the land compared to those possibilities. With that being said, I'd like to ask Ms. St. Clair a series of questions about the background. Ms. St. Clair, what business do you currently operate?
Tailbangers Dog Bakery.
And where is that located? Where's the main office?
24546 Betts Pond Road, and that's in Millsboro as well.
And can you describe that business for the commission, please?
We are a wholesale dog bakery. I've been here before. We just got permission to build a bigger building at my current location. We sell wholesale to about 2,500 stores all over the country. My business is not direct to public. We do have people come into Tailbangers Dog Bakery just because they smell cinnamon and we give them a tour, but it's not any kind of percentage of our business.
And the proposed site is where you live at 24500 Hollyville Road, Millsboro, Delaware, is
yes.
That correct? How many acres is that property roughly?
Just over, almost 5.5.
And can you describe for the commission how the site is currently used beside your primary residence? What is there now?
I have my house. My brother has a tiny house there that he's working on. And then I have a big storage building back there that I put up. I was originally going to put my horses there, but I board them still. And I have like an RV and a boat.
So will you be living full-time at this property?
Yes.
And looking at the overview on the screen, what is located on each side of your property?
On where the 6.82 acres are, he currently has a landscaping company. It's Heron's Creek or something landscaping. And then to the right of me, that gentleman works for Tidewater, but then the next two parcels, we're all under Indian River Land Company deed restrictions, so all my neighbors pretty much run a business off of their property. One is the heating and air place, and there's another landscaping place.
And as we can see from the aerial, there are no homes across the street, correct?
Correct.
Have you talked to any of your neighbors about the proposed conditional use that we're here today for?
They know I own Tailbangers, but I haven't ever talked to them about.
Now, from the aerial, is it the case that you've got a buffer of trees on each side of your property and out front?
Yes.
And can you describe for the commission the proposed use if they grant you the conditional use?
At this point, I'm out of room at my current location for things like boxes, yogurt. When I bring yogurt in, I get 40,000 pounds at a time, and I don't have room to fit my people as well as all the extra yogurt. But I can get the yogurt for like $10,000 less if I buy it by the truckload. So if I can put it on my property and just leave it there and then bring it over to Tailbangers as needed, that would be huge for me.
Are there going to be any additional improvements on the property if the conditional use is granted?
No, that building already has septic and well. And
so you'll be using what's already there existing?
Yes.
And is the well able to handle the proposed use?
Yeah, it's. I have two separate septic systems and wells there.
In addition to the yogurt that you mentioned, what else will be stored on the property?
It would be like flour, things like that. We are building machines right now to work for what we do. So we would probably have the machines in there as well, but we don't have the room.
To store the machines?
We have to figure out how big the machine's going to be.
What kind of machines are we talking about?
They're what you would see in a chocolate factory, where our dog treats are all coated with yogurt, and we do like doggy birthday bones, and at the holidays, if you've ever walked into Concord Pet, we have like the Christmas trees and candy canes and stuff like that. So they're all decorated. So what I'm trying to have built is a machine that you would coat the yogurt on top of the cookie.
Would that equipment all be enclosed inside the building?
Yeah.
And what would the proposed hours of operation for the baking of the dog treats with those machines be during the week?
7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Same as we have at Tailbangers.
Will there be any deliveries to the site?
Once a month, we would get the yogurt and the flour in and the peanut butter.
And in connection with your mentioning the machines, is there any noise that's going to be generated from the proposed use?
No noise, but there would be a smell of cinnamon.
Would there be any dust generated by the proposed use?
No.
Do you believe that there would be any adverse impact on any neighboring properties as a result of your proposed use?
No.
Thank you. I don't have any other questions. We'll be happy to stand here and answer any questions that you have.
All right. Well, we'll see if anybody has any for you, and we'll start with Ms. Stevenson.
Okay. So, bakery, how many employees?
I currently employ about 50 people at my location, Tailbangers.
So, on this property, though?
No.
I just want to know what's going to be on this property, so.
Mostly, it would be storage, if anything. So if there was somebody would have to come over and unload a truck or something like that. But I couldn't anticipate ever having more than 5 people on my personal property.
Okay. And you said 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., 7 days a week, 5 days?
Monday through Friday.
And would you have any trucks on there that, from your business, or other vehicles from your business that would be there?
I have a van that, it's our company van that would bring things back and forth as needed to Tail Bangers, the Betts Pond location.
Do you want a sign?
I don't need it. Other than for maybe deliveries, but I don't really want people to know Tail Bangers is back there.
Okay.
Can I follow up?
Yeah.
Is that because it's not going to be open to the public for foot traffic?
Yeah, and I don't want random people just wanting to come up and think that's where our regular location.
All right, so I just want to make sure you had parking prepared for any trucks or anything that's going to
Yeah, be. There's room to turn around and everything back there.
Okay. Would it be paved, or would you do any more work than what is already there? I mean,
there's a stone driveway that goes, and it's on both sides of the building. So it's already
so that,
there.
That, and you're, so you're not asking to cover
no.
it over. You're just going to leave it the way it is. Okay, that's all I have then.
Okay.
If you have 50 employees, you've probably already processed the questions that I would ask. But how big a truck are going to be coming in and making the deliveries? Are they just like big van body trucks, or are they tractor trailers?
When I have the yogurt delivered, it's a tractor trailer.
And they can navigate the turn?
Yes.
And get turned around in there?
Yes.
And so the process. Is it like a cooking process?
We bake dog treats just like you would bake cookies at home.
I got you. And the cinnamon is that's not a negative thing for the...
for the dogs.
Not for the dogs, no.
But you said that there could be like a cinnamon...
Yeah, when you pull up to my location, Tail Bangers location, one of the first things people say is that they're hungry when they get out of the car because it smells so good. So, and all of our products, everything is human-grade ingredients. You can eat anything that we make, so that's why, at least it smells good. Not like a chicken plant.
I tell you what, cinnamon, yogurt, I'm beginning to think I might be a dog.
No more questions, thanks.
Okay, thank you, sir. Ms. Wingate.
Would you be adding any security lighting?
Yes.
The property?
Okay. Yeah, I have the lights on the building.
You have it currently?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be adding any pole lighting or anything
for
that? I think that's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Mears.
I apologize if my questions are redundant. Everything will go within existing buildings without building anything.
Correct.
Do you have refrigeration on site to handle the yogurt?
The yogurt is like chips. It's almost like chocolate. So it's hard,
okay.
But it does need to be temperature controlled. So there would be heating and air conditioning. So it would be kept in a room like this.
Okay.
But I do have a freezer there that we would keep ice in that I bring over to Tail Bangers.
Okay. We discussed employees and we discussed deliveries. What about things leaving, your product leaving the property? How's that handled? Big trucks, small trucks?
We ship out FedEx from Tail Bangers, and that's where all of our shipments go out of. So
you don't have a big
No, there wouldn't be trucks leaving daily or
FedEx
anything like that.
FedEx will show up and pick up as needed.
FedEx shows up at the Betts Pond Road location. They wouldn't be coming there.
Okay. Well, I wrote smell down on my list of questions, and I really thought you would think I was weird for asking that, but you already answered it.
Thanks for asking the yogurt question, I was dying to know.
That's all I have.
Okay, great, outstanding.
I might be a dog too.
Okay, staff on this end?
None.
Okay.
None, thank you.
Counselor?
Are you doing baking on the site as well? Is that what I understand?
If we could.
Okay, is there any waste associated with that? Is there need for like a grease trap or anything related to that that you would need?
I have a grease trap attached to my septic system.
Okay, all right, thank you, I have no further questions.
All right then, we thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 2171, Lisa St. Clair? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition conditional use 2171, Lisa St. Clair? Okay, anyone on the commission have any further questions? All right then, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.